Okay, so this was a case study, what I'm going to talk about a little bit, not long. I choose the title for my paper, The Nobodies, Nymphomaniacs and Others at the Jelenia Street Theater. And when young, we usually consider our lives, loves and illnesses original, and therefore in some period of our life we might be surprised when finding out how similar lives, loves and illnesses of others are, and by how intensely we are formed by time and surroundings we live in. The theater experience I'm going to describe now for a long time we consider as a very unique and very private and marginal, but after some time we realized that it could be easily part of common theater history in Slovakia, in Bratislava. When I moved from Prague to Bratislava in 1986, one of my first strong experiences from this city was my finding out the railway workers' colony next to the main train station. It were the brick houses on Palarikova Street built in 1902 as a whole complex of social houses designed for ordinary railway workers, which was in a grey socialist concrete buildings boom an oasis of the good old times. They are still beautiful and august. They bear in them secret of lives of hundreds of people. I did not care much about their shabbiness and unkemptness. During socialism, it somehow belonged to old houses. It was so because they... Being a child of a block of flats estate department, I appreciated not only the ten brick houses, but also the whole flamboyant surroundings of this area, its colorfulness and free spirit. In the second half of 80s, it was a quarter condemned to demolition. The comrades wanted to build a subway in Bratislava, and a major part of the quarter was to give way to the plan. Therefore, no construction works or refurbishments were allowed here. More than 20 years, everything was left to its own fate, and only emergency cases were taken care of. It was the world where time had stopped. Nevertheless, its residents were on a constant move and created quite an inspiring mixture. This mixture included original inhabitants, poor and gradually passing away, men and women who remembered the fascist Slovak state and the advent of the communists, mostly simple people with hard lives. Their very often migrating neighbors were usually, on contrary, uprooted people, the Roma and freaks of various kinds who were naturally fond of this place, for its closeness to the anonymity of the train station with a great circulation of people, and for their mates with a similar fate. They bought with themselves petty crime as well as carpe diem art, a tenderly and unrestrained life in times marked by the lack of freedom. Such a mixture attracted naturally young people who did not want to live in concrete blocks of flats and felt the creative potential of the place with strong genius loci. So one day I became a resident of a small four-category flat in this quarter. Gradually other young people with artistic ambitions moved here, and in a short time a bohemian society was formed here, which naturally gathered in our house on number 10 Jelenia Street. The good spirit of our house became friendly, high-hearted and witty neighbor Vlados Boroň, an actor and waiter of court restaurant Prašná Bašta. You could see Vlados Boroň in this film, and it is interesting that he was one of the founder of Stoka Theater, which was mentioned here above before, and also the other actress, Ingrid Hrubaničová, she is also the founder of Stoka Theatre. So they both were part of this legendary Stoka, now turning to the scrap theater. And although the Stoka still exists, but it is very small theater with very few productions, and we can say that all the creative, a lot of the creative potential went to this scrap theater. During these gatherings, we often cooked delicious meals. Wine and water were always with us. At this place, there were several spaces for us to meet: the garden, terrace, courtyard, and two large basements. We were thinking of establishing an artistic center here. Officially, it never came true, but in reality, it worked like this for almost 10 years, until our group, owing to different circumstances, gradually dispersed. Our one storehouse was never had the elegance of the brick houses of the in the neighborhood. One part of it faces the street, and it's adjacent to another smaller house from the courtyard. In the garden, there is one little house. It is said that a cook lived there many years ago. This was the small house you saw in the film in the beginning. And we reconstructed this house. And when we moved in, there were two wooden barns standing in front of it with very small primitive underground basements, which we demolished and landed up a built terrace instead of them. The name of the street, Jelenia, originally Hirschgasse. During the Slovak state period, it was named Street of the Hlinka's Youth, suggests that many times ago it was a suburban quarter. Originally, there were vineyards here. Only later, it became the part of the railway workers' colony. Our house was originally of a village character. It gained its present appearance in times when a new street was built short after the brick houses were constructed. During the reconstruction, we loved that it did not have any right angle. Nevertheless, it gave it a unique charm. According to one of our neighbors after World War II, people lived in every possible place of this house, even in the basement flats. Later, the basements become moldy cellars when coal and junk were stored. One of the cellars had to be painted with a thick layer of asphalt because of dampness, which caused us great problems as we lived directly above it. Gradually, these rooms were emptied by the men from our house and turned into a social room and a little theater. I would like to show you some photos, very few, but then you can got an image of what I'm talking about. Can help me. The first theatrical project in these renewed spaces was a staged reading of the picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. It took place, I think, in 1989 or 99 in our cellar. It is quite spacious. It has almost 40 square meters. The walls with uncovered bricks and the floor made of old bricks give it a patina of the old times. On the front wall, a blind mirror is hung, and above a big table there was an iron candle holder. These objects became the part of a simple stage design of the production. It took place In winter, I remember that we had to heat up the place with an old stove from the morning to be able to stay in the cellar in the evening. During execution, a bunch of interesting people met. Jiří Herman, who played the main character, is today general director of the National Theatre Opera in Prague. And Richard Stanke, who played the role of Lord Henry, is an actor of the Slovak National Theatre. And the role of Basil was played by our neighbor Vlados Boroň, an actor of a distinctive fringe theatre called Stoka. There was also Aleš Votava participating in the project, one of the most talented stage designers in Slovakia, now sadly not more among us. We were not looking for celebrities. This was really a couple of friends. Many people visited us that evening. Their number, of course, was limited by the number of seats. Refreshments were served especially for this occasion. We made elegant puddings in pink and yellow, which reminded of a female breast with a cherry placed on the top. I just switch to the because it's not too much time. Yes, this is this. And the Anna presentacija. This is. Yes. Okay, so thank you. You can see some photos from this house. This is from very beginning. And this is Dorian Gray, the reading. This is the house. Inside down there is the courtyard, and down are the cellars. This is the terrace. There were many parties held. You can see it. And this is the yellow house from the side of the street. And this is a nice photo. This comes also from our house. This is our old neighbor who passed away a long time ago, and she was very helpful with us, and she gave us a lot of information about the history of the house and so on. And this is my husband with our small son and the men who regularly come to clean our chimney. And this is the process of cleaning of the cellars. This is one more, this picture of Dorian Gray. This is how it looked before. So, okay, and that's all, just short presentation. And now a few words to this film you have seen already. So this is it could seem to you somehow strange, because we used to combine the term like living room theater or home theater, or this what you have seen on screen. We used to connect it with socialist time or dissident theater or something like this, because in Czechoslovakia there was famous theater like this with actress Vlasta Chramostová and others. But this was made, as you could mention, in the turn in the beginning of this century. And I would say that it was the first wave of disillusion after the changes. This was really, and we react in a way what we were used before in the socialist time to go to the inner immigration. Although we can say that we didn't have reason for it, but we felt like we are not satisfied with the society around us, and we tried to create something very intimate in our spaces, something very apolitical, timeless. Maybe it's also, I don't know, some reaction on the world fashion of emo. You know what emo is? This is this black dress, you know, with one eye like this, very sad, melancholic, and so on. Maybe was also influenced like this. And so after the fall of the Iron Curtain, we were full of the most promising expectation, but of course somewhere inside us we knew that these things would not be as easy. And when Vladimir Mečiar became the prime minister and methods remaining of the former regime started to be applied in politics, we retired according to a model of the previous era into our inner emigration, into a community of people we shared the same values with. The majority of theaters were at the time merrily giving place to newly discovered commercial productions without knowing what impact this embrace with an aggressive show business will have on Slovak theatrical life. And our civic awareness was weak at that period, deformed by the era of normalization in which our generation had grown up. And the only defined solution of this as it used to be in past, we decided to have nothing in common with those in power, and we could not adapt to the new values in the new situation. We felt like outsiders, and in such circumstances we developed the nobodies and nymphomaniacs, what you saw now. This depicted the life of a community of artists which were for decades waiting for their artistic takeoff by archaic themes as well as expressive means, and also by the bilingualism of drama, what you could not mention probably. It was returning to the better sides of the former Czechoslovak society of the times shortly before and after revolution. As a protest against the atmosphere of skepticism and decay of the period, we tried to escape to the world of art, to the process of artistic creation. In the resulting play, which was in 2004 awarded at the Slovak Drama Contest, it's mainly its absolute intimacy, a political attitude, timelessness, and so on. This escape from the public life was connected with the escape into private spaces where our meetings were held. The already mentioned house in the middle of our garden, our living rooms, cellars, sporadically the interior, the terrace, the nearby vineyards as a place of our regular walks, what you can also see in the movie. To find a theoretical approach to the theatrical style we were inclined to is it would mostly match the theoretical essay by Hans Thies Lehmann, Post-Dramatic Theater. It can be found in the chapter entitled Cool Fun, despite the fact that in his theoretical essay, Lehmann is influenced by theoretical events taking place in quite a different geopolitical situation. The majority of characteristics match our theatrical creative work on Jelenia Street. According to Lehmann, the end of the 90s is typical for a new flourishing in the club culture. In blocks of estate houses, backyards, and closed premises, they are spaces which are zones of transformation, normally a flat, but at the same time a gallery, bar, and space for happenings. These clubs and places of encounters are of evaporating nature. They lose the mainstream. They are some ideals in background. They last until the joy from them lasts. As far as the formal feature of these theatrical expressions is concerned, there is an ostentatious kitsch, solidarity with the simple mass taste, rebellion and thirst for fun gathered in it. Minor and less important situations are chosen, parties, TV show and meetings. And in such situation, fantasies, experience, anecdotes, and jokes are presented by a narrative style. Using slideshows, photographs, performed scenes, stage dialogues, video and audio recordings, show elements and narration that are presented various things oscillating between an aggressive triviality and questionable intelligence. We also felt the dual as dull as well as desperately joyous life feeling, but there was melancholy, loneliness and despair hidden behind this joyfulness. It's a quotation from Lehmann now. We recorded the states between resignation, rebellion, longing for a more intense life and happiness. We deeply perceived Lehmann's unlimited lack of future. Now going to the end. The leaving for the public. All this what you have seen is history now. Today, also the political situation has changed and there have been new possibilities opened for us, and Slovakia become part of European Union and so on and so on. And this process was reflected by the Jelenia Street Theatre in its production called Central Europe Loves You, which is a classically avant-garde, neopolitically political folk and brutal pseudo-intellectual comedy where there is both doubted as well as confirmed the existence of something which is often named as a Central European cultural context. This is what I think those European topics is something what every of our countries has passed through. The situation, the premiere took place in 2004. If you want, you can see some photos from this very fast. Mm-hmm. And just last sentences. So this would be the end, as you can see the photos. And we had actually two sellers. This was in the second one. And shortly after this, the cellar and wooden boards on its floor were unfortunately ruined by humidity. The situation also changed, and other reprises took place in the newly established space in the A4 studio, which slowly became a cult public space of the Bratislava House of Culture. Okay. And mm-hmm. The premiere of Nobody's What You Could See, this was like a theatrical play, also took place in other space, namely in the Czech Center. And we... No. Can we come back to this? And the people who participated in the Jelenia Theater are now very successful artists, and our works and are more and more soaked with public topics and political dimension of our lives. On the space at the Jelenia Street Theatre is slowly decaying. In one of the cellars, a cat made its home. Another one has its wooden floor rotten. So nevertheless, our lives, loves, and illnesses have always been performed in the same house. So we stay there still and think about maybe once going back to this period, but we will see. Can see this is another cellar, and this will be the end of my presentation. The Central Europe Loves You. You can see the same actors you saw in the movie, Ingrid Hrubaničová and Vlados Boroň.
David Bednárik.
And that's it. Okay, thank you for your patience.